Well, good afternoon, Audio Boo. Sergeant Surveystrom here. So we made it to the Gower. So we're now just walking down the path towards Worm's Head. Or better known as Rossilli Bay. That's a fantastic vista. Of a mountainside with a wide beach in front of it, with an isolated farmhouse right in the middle. The classic picture postcard view. So we'll have a wander down to Worm's Head. Again, it's pretty windy today. I've been to Pendine Sands this morning. What started off as a really foul and overcast and pouring rain day with cold winds, it's turning into the most spectacular afternoon. Only marred by the woman in the at the end of the one of the peninsulas I've tried to get to. The road I was on, I thought it was going to be fairly isolated, and it turns out there was some kind of caravan park at the end. And bear in mind the time was 4:30 in the afternoon. So I said, how much would you charge me for having a quick look and walk down the beach for about an hour? Because the thing on the gate said £3 all day. I said, well, I'm not here all day, it's now past four. Surely you're not going to charge me £3. Sorry, sir, £3 to park here. So I said, what, just for an hour? You're going to charge me £3 for an hour? £3, sir. So, okay then, love, I'll just turn round and go back. I've got a bit of a thing for things like that. Absolutely hate it when I'm charged with something I'm not going to possibly use. You know, it's 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon, and she was going to quite happily take £3 off me to park my car for what would have been probably half an hour. So I'm a bit stubborn like that. Anyway, that slightly marred the day, but there you go, what can you do? So she didn't get her £3. But funnily enough, Rossilli Bay, same charge, £3 all day. But that's about 4 o'clock, the bloke in the gate goes home, he goes out his tea. So I've got on the car park for nothing. So we'll adjourn there and I'll speak to you make it to Worm's Head. So we're just at the end of Worm's Head. I couldn't record directly on the edge of the cliffs because it's so windy I could hardly stand up, to be quite frank. And I don't think I'd have made much sense. So when you get to Worm's Head, there is actually a causeway. A bit like Holy Island. And the tide comes and goes. So the tide's firmly in. So you can't actually go down the steps and get to the head of the, it's like a rocky outcrop. I've tried to take a picture but it hasn't come out that good because I'm facing straight into the sun. Frankly, as I say, the wind was that blowy. I couldn't actually see what I was doing, so I've got to blindly point the camera and rush the right direction. So we're just walking back down here to a little tiny I think it's a village called Rossilly. All this is owned by the National Trust. So we're going to go down some really steep steps and walk along the beach. I'd say that actually the wind today is a lot stronger than yesterday. Really gusting, so hopefully you can still hear me. If there's the old crackle, I apologise. There's nothing to stop the wind at all. Coming straight off the Atlantic and the Irish Sea. I can make out the rest of Wales at this point. You can just about make out Pembrokeshire. It's all a bit hazy. But we are. The trees have some fantastic views and weather. So we'll rejoin you on the beach after climbing down some really steep steps. So we've made it to Rossilly Beach. So we're all the ocean again. And they were steep steps. It's beautifully warm down on the beach now. It's quite cold on the top of the cliffs. Now a bit of a sun trap. We keep walking backwards because the tide's coming in. So this beach is 3 miles long, according to the brochure I've got on it. Clear blue skies. Got the mountain behind us and the ocean in front of me. Fantastic place, come for a walk. I doubt to do all 3 miles, I won't have time before the tide comes in. So I'll have to satisfy myself with a small section. Plenty of people on the beach at the moment. You can see Worm's Head silhouetted against the sun. Light shining off the waves. Just the slightest bit of sea mist. It is fantastic. So the challenge is on, McColgan, Northumberland. I expect to hear some wave action in a few weeks' time on your Zoom. I just love the roar. Fantastic. Now there's somewhere under the waves there's a shipwreck from a wooden boat. I'm not sure whereabouts on the beach it is. It's buried in the sand, it's been there I don't know how long, I guess in a couple of hundred years. It's well covered by the incoming tide now. But I guess if you come when the tide's out, you can see the remains of it. So that's kind of wraps up my little holiday. Pass me one more boot from a bit further along the coast tomorrow, depending on where I stop off. But I really have enjoyed myself. Bar the small instance with a woman charging £3 for parking, I've really enjoyed it. So I'll wrap the build there, I think. I'll take in a bit more of the ocean sounds. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch up with the next boat.